Hold on, and...
Whoa, Roz G just smushed her boobs.
Check, check.
We're good. Hey, and we are... Noir.
So yeah, we're trying an experimental angle this evening.
We're trying something called, where the fuck can we put the camera? And the answer was just right there, and that's it.
Because they don't trust us in this hotel room to be able to move literally anything. Because you might pick it up, break the window, and huck your carcass onto the Fort Worth streets.
Yeah, everything's bolted down.
Yep. It's me, the big hailstone. I'm just completely nude. I'm white. I dip myself in some kind of flour or powdered sugar and just, all aboard? What do you mean? And then that's the last thing they hear. They're confused. But yes, we've set up the Pusher 2 camera angle.
Oh, shit.
Very Dutch.
I didn't watch those.
Oh, my God. Truly?
They're not usually streaming.
It's the best trilogy there ever has been. And I'm saying that without thinking about it too much. But
but it doesn't mean you don't mean it.
Pusher 1 and 2 are great. And then 3 is kind of like... Do you remember that movie? What is it called? Fuck. Parenthood? Remember
Rick
Parenthood?
Moranis and Steve Martin?
Yeah.
That's Parenthood.
Yeah, so Pusher 3 reminds me a weird way of like a dark send-up of Parenthood. Anyway.
Whoa.
Thank you guys.
That makes me want
to
watch.
It's like a badass sequel to Muriel's Wedding.
Didn't see that.
Oh, man. I watch all the good movies. Dude, I watched Get Him to the Greek the other day. The last night Pat was at my house, I was like, hey, man. I want to watch Get Him to the Greek. And it's about a fat guy trying to make it an entertainment while his tiny, big-eyed, very pretty girlfriend is in her last year of med school. And she has to match, and she wants to move him away for her residency, but he wants to stay and work in entertainment. I'm Jonah Hill.
Whoa.
My wife is Peggy from Mad Men. Is that her name? The little one who they let write for a while so she doesn't burn her bra?
No. I don't know. He was with, or maybe they dated.
I think she's Handmaid's Tale.
That is a person, Elizabeth Moss, but I don't think she dated Jonah Hill. Is that what you're trying to say?
This is in the movie.
Oh, she's a surgeon?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I forgot. I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, hey, that's Semi-Pro. A plug. Get him to the Greek. Semi-Pro?
No, watch Semi-Pro instead.
Semi-Pro's good. It's rules. A little much.
No, it rules.
A little ham-fisted.
It's better than Talladega Nights or
what?
Anchorman.
What? No, it's not.
Repeat or
no.
Endurance. I think it's still, maybe it wasn't as funny when they came out, but
beep,
over time,
beep,
watch Anchorman again.
Beep. Back
it's
it up.
It's fine. Semi-pro rules. I
Anchorman
just watched it.
Is like one
still
of the best
the
movies
no,
ever.
No.
Old School holds up.
Old School and Step Brothers hold up.
Dude, so does
Anchorman. And Semi-Pro. Not as much.
The Human Torch needs a bank loan.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Was denied a bank loan. Yeah, see?
Yeah, no, but I literally hear people at the dad lounge, older guys, or old like me, quote it, and it's like, yeesh, you know? But somebody quotes Semi-Pro, I'm going to be like, let me buy you a shot.
Hey, man, to a true connoisseur.
Get the funk out of my face. Get the funk out of my
Mick
face.
Mick Foley's obsessed with Walk Hard. Ooh. Every episode Mick of Foley's Pod, he compares his
Dewey?
Life or someone else's life to Dewey Cox.
I don't think I've clocked that.
Oh, dude, it's his like one cultural hallmark that he thinks kind of like is the zeitgeist. Is tries to break down some real like specific wrestling shit, and he compares it to a 20-year-old movie.
Dewey Cox.
Yep.
To Walk Hard. That's weird because I feel there's no way you've listened to more episodes than me. I started at the beginning.
I didn't start at the beginning.
Did you start from the end?
No.
Hmm.
I hit someone with this tonight. They said, hey, if you could meet one living author, who would you meet? I said Mick Foley, and they went, ah.
They did Elvis hands.
Yeah, they went, ah.
They took a cool angle picture with their phone. They're like, hold on, I think it would look cool from across the room.
If we weren't holding these microphones and we were just watching Comics Unleashed, this would be very cinema verite. This would be a great scene for like a Harmony Korine film.
And then we plow.
Just a fat guy and his legless friend watching Earthquake Zing.
Talk about how I don't tip. That's Reservoir Dogs. Just rip off Reservoir Dogs.
It's a great movie. I can't wait till we make our movie.
Oh, yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
What?
What would our movie be? We're answering questions, right?
We could. I mean, we're riffing right now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're really cooking. Well, we just did night one here in Fort Worth, and we had two very good shows, and we had a lot of fun. And then afterward, our friend Salem, who we did a show at his house, like, what, 10 years ago?
Was it Firecracker Babies?
Yeah, it was Firecracker Babies tour with Toby.
Was that 2014?
Well, yeah, probably 10 years ago. I don't know, we had shirts. That was like Tobias Livingston made a bunch of shirts that said Firecracker Babies on them. And then on the back it had all the tour dates. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, you know, like Nashville, San Antonio, Memphis. It was like Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Eight cities in Oklahoma. Yeah. All places that Toby lived. We did his high school reunion.
We did his high school fucking reunion, dude.
And it was it was during the day.
He looks like Charles Manson.
He went way long because everybody wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
He was very handsome when he was younger.
He was a stud. Remember that picture of him holding the salmon on the fishing boat?
Yeah, he was classic. And then he turned into a little Manson-esque, let me show you all my guns kind of guy.
Yeah. Hey, can you... He does the thing with the pennies where he drops change on the ground.
Tobias is, come play with us.
Come play with us.
And he'd do the... We stole the Elvis hands from him.
Come play with us. It's like Toby's like, hey, I got Spider-Man. A jar of teeth, and I'll tell you what animals they're from. Come out to the van.
Come play with us, he would say to people, as what he thought was a cool way to say, like, hey, check out this show.
Yeah.
Come play with us. But he was like beady-eyed Manson. I mean, I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were our tours. That's what I said in Tokyo on Wide World. I used to go with you to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, or I said the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
We did Ames, Iowa. You know, I was trying to think of these random towns
right. That
we had done together years ago, and then we were in Tokyo.
And
crazy.
How do you say the capital of Iceland in that clip?
Reykjavik?
You say it in a weird way, like you have gum in your mouth, and I had to watch it, you know, 20 times when we're editing it, and I hated it. I hated it, yeah. You go like, Reykjavik.
I said something weird,
at the strawberry shop.
Yeah. What did I say?
One strawberry candy.
No, I did not say.
Yes, you did.
Strawberry candy.
Yeah, dude. No, you said
candy sounded weird.
Dude, candy.
Strawberry candy.
Yeah, because it's like
strawberry candy.
You're trying to do the voice, but not do the voice
in a helpful way.
Yeah, so you ended up talking like Yoshi. One strawberry candy. Yeah, and again, we had to watch that until it wasn't funny anymore.
Until you hated me.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Wide World 3 coming out Monday.
Promise?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to be in the chat.
Pat hasn't slept. He's manic.
Oh, Pat slept because we got him a CPAP machine, dude.
What?
Shout out, dude.
You saved his life.
Dude, my phone is currently filming this episode, but shout out.
I'm going to keep doing fucking Elvis.
I think his name's John St. Edmunds. You've met him in Boston. Him and his wife are super fans of comedy.
John St. Edmunds.
Yeah, he's been to our shows. He sits up front. He wears like a flat cap and glasses. Anyway, he sent me a fucking CPAP machine for Pat.
Boston.
Yeah. So Pat now has a CPAP machine, and it was so much fun to watch Emily fit him with this CPAP machine.
Muzzle him.
Yeah, exactly. So she had to, like, you know, step on his back and, like, yank the cinches tight. And then he's just sitting there breathing so well. And then he takes it off and he's like, oh, it's actually better with the mask on. It's like, no shit, dude. Bane.
It actually helps.
I like it. It's good. I'm breathing. So, yes, just, I mean, who knows if he washed the tube or if he fucked the mask before he sent it. But
he treated it like an egg.
Oh, dude. Hey, listeners.
Remember the eggs?
Please quit mentioning. Please quit. Okay, this isn't a universal thing, but someone sent me a DM of a used Tanga egg that they had.
Do you mean a picture of?
Yeah.
A filled egg?
Yeah.
A filled order?
A Cadbury cream, DIY style.
Dripping, like you can see the drip?
Yeah, like it's cummed in.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, send them to Lund.
No.
Let Lund get a taste.
Thumbs down. I barely like dealing with my own jizz, let alone somebody else's that's traveled through the USPS. pass.
I didn't get a piece of mail.
Oh, right.
I got a DM.
Through the internet.
Yeah. That would actually be a federal crime if you send someone a dick pic in the mail.
Now I'm going to get one in the mail.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
No. It'll be filled with blood. That'd be cool.
Why'd you make it worse?
I think that's better. I'd rather it be blood in the egg.
Like a big duck yolk?
Within the white purity of an egg, of a sex egg, and you expect it to be jizz, but then it's blood. That's art.
This is like fucking Yoko Ono's art exhibit here.
That's Yoko. Yokozuna's art exhibit. I met Yoko. He was so big. He was so wide, man. He was sitting down, signing art pictures.
He couldn't stand up.
He couldn't. Because I saw him, met him. He was living in Vegas. He was done wrestling, I think. He hung out with this local fucking, you know, character. You might have even known, I think, Buffalo Jim.
No.
Fucking like, he looked like, shit. I can't think, but like.
I'm kind of putting together what Buffalo Jim looks like.
Top hat.
Yeah, that was in there. Waxed Todd mustache. Yeah.
Like big beard. Shades,
vest with pocket watch.
Vest,
yeah.
Biker dude. But
we all
Buffalo
thought of that guy
Jim,
right off the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did used car sales and then did like two wrestling events before like going tits up. But Yoko was around.
Was that at Sam's Club?
It was huge. Sam's Town. Sam's maybe Town? Yeah, was yeah, a yeah. Sam's Town joint.
Yeah, I went to one of those.
I met Yoko.
I was reading for the role of the biopic.
You're going to be his toilet.
I'm going to name my...
I'm reading for the role of toilet. How about what I hit you with after the shows in the green room? We smoke 8 joints.
Oh, yeah. We're high
like
as hell.
Like maniacs.
Right? Yeah.
That's why we're doing... I'm going to do Jim Morrison. I can call it the Ricky Gervais.
He did do that.
The mic stand.
Yeah. He's holy so up shit. His own ass, oh dude. God. It's crazy that
so
he gets
good.
A lot. He gets away with it. He was great in TV and shit, but his stand-up was always kind of like...
Not everybody can do everything. He's very fucking good at a bunch of shit.
And dude, they...
But not that, but then he's like, nope, it's my thing. And I'm also actually crazy enough. I'm the best at it.
Yeah.
The boldest.
Yeah. The only brave man alive.
Yeah. The bravest. Yeah.
Have you seen that thing he did? Is talking comedy? Where it's him, Seinfeld, Rock, and Louis C.K., and he's like moderating it.
Because I'm gay.
Right, but he's talking and so much.
Oh, dominating when he should be talking the least.
It's like, dude, you should shut the fuck up and listen. Quit talking over Chris Rock.
Better to have heard from way more from the other three.
Well, and you can tell that fucking Jerry's like, why am I in the room with this guy? Mm. Hey, you guys are two of the funniest people alive. What are we doing here? Yeah. Anyway, Gervais... their show that they used to have was exactly like ours, really. It was kind of like a multi-hyphenate artist, head of his time, former punk rocker, kind of the quieter, more stoic figure who goes on to have a career in television, and then a bumbling doofus with stupid bald head. And that's Becker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Carl right. Pilkington, does it get better?
It's very funny.
Like, the funniest.
I don't think I finished it, but... Very funny.
Those clips that they post of their old radio show, and Carl's like talking about learning how to play chess with like a one-eyed man. It's very good.
Before that, paved the way for the
Chubby B
show.
Yeah,
no, for Idiot Abroad because he killed it on the pop.
Well, yeah, but is he doing a thing? That's show? One of the. If he is doing a thing on there,
he is right.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Larry David-esque, like turned up, a fake version, but very much. Anchored.
If it is, it's one of the greatest comedic performances. It's not even comedic. One of the greatest bits of performance art ever is him pulling off the kind of middle class, doesn't look inward, you know, kind of lout. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Flaneur.
Is this interesting for anyone?
He's a flaneur.
Are we
blowing
it? Well, I know I love them, but man, we're fucking spiking up the charts right now, and I don't want any new listeners to come over and think that it's Beavis and more Beavis.
Double Beavis.
Yeah, it's like I couldn't even get a butthead in there.
Man.
Sorry. Because we're hyper-focused on how stoned we are.
You are.
Well, I just haven't been this high on like actual grass. Blunts. Three blunts going around the green room.
Right, yes. And then I said... when we were going up the stairs to leave, because you bravely got us out of there, but it was like ridiculous. Because it was, God, we got so high, I was like, we could be here until 3.
Yeah, no.
We could blow it so hard. Uh-huh. But no, you're like, gotta go. And we walk up the stairs high as hell, and I said, Sam, I'm sorry, but I just found out that you have to drive a car on a really long bridge right now. Uh-huh. And I can come with you, but I have to scream the whole time. That was fun.
That was great. And then we got outside, and that lady's nipples were hard, and that was cool.
Whoa, yeah, that was cool.
That was...
Allegedly.
Hey. Yeah, no,
we have separate rooms, so that's weird.
Yeah, well, and this sucks because I know what you're going to be up to.
You have two queens?
I have one king.
Yeah,
if good. I had two it's queens, good. You'd be in there, dummy.
Oh, yeah.
This room would be for podding. That one would be for roughhouse and horseplay.
The way that my room was, I got a king, it seemed like there was a chance I would have had two queens. So I thought maybe we had two rooms, four beds. Mm-hmm. And you wanted some space.
No. Turner hit me up today and was like, by the way, they got Lund a room. He called you Dolph Lundgren. And I laugh reacted it.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out. Shout out to you, T-Man. I'm not going to see you for like 3 weeks. It sucks.
You have to go to Europe.
Mm-hmm. I have to go to Belfast with a... Catholic homosexual. It's not going to be easy.
Bleach blonde. Uh-huh. Summer loving.
Yeah, having me some fun.
You're going to be greased. You guys are going to get skid marks all over a whole continent.
Oh, I'm there by myself for a day, so I'm going to be able to experience Belfast.
What?
Yeah, Tim gets in at like 6:45 for his 7:30 show.
In Belfast?
Yeah, and you know what that means? If he doesn't get there by 7:30... I have to go on and guess people's birthdays like we did in Sacramento.
You have to stretch.
Oh, dude. That's the worst.
Doing 55.
An hour and 10, maybe? In Sacramento, he was 70 minutes late.
How much did you do?
I did 45, and then they like were like, hey, we got two local comics, and I was just like, hey, coming up, a comic. I didn't know their name. I brought them up.
Yikes.
And they did time, and then another comic did time, and then Tim showed up, and I was on stage, and in the front row, there was a guy just going, Tim, please. Huh. And I was like, no shit, dude. Of course. You think I want to be up here? No, Tim wasn't there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he saw him and you didn't.
So. No, when Tim came in the door, I was like, you know, mid singing Grand Old Flag, It's a Hell of a Flag or whatever. You know, I was doing favorite.
Capricorn?
I was doing Fortunate Son, you know.
Polish? Polish Gemini? No? All right. Well.
March 31st?
Fuck my big old ass.
But it is March.
What if you guess correctly whether a couple has lost a child?
Yeah.
What are
twice.
You, 3 for 3? 2 for 2?
Maybe 3. Yeah.
I swear it's 3.
Yeah, you're more. I think it's 3.
I think it's 3. Yeah. Dude.
Thank you guys. It was like, what, you're mourning the death? You look like you're mourning
you
the death
look
of your
like
child.
You've said.
Yeah.
3, I think 3 different times. If not, it was 2, which is still crazy.
Anniversary of your son's death.
What do you two look? Because they didn't laugh for your first couple jokes, whatever.
They didn't laugh for my, hey, how's everyone doing tonight? And I immediately.
They didn't give it up enough.
So
you would turn on them.
Yeah, when I said dominate. Party people say hey, they did not say hey. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's right. But yeah, I was there for at least one. One was Ames, Iowa. No.
Yeah, it was Ames. No, it was the Blames Whiskey
Village.
Festival.
Beast Village, I think.
No. It was, I know, because it was in that bar. I know exactly where that was, because I remember smoking cigarettes with that woman outside. Same in Ames, bar, Iowa. Because I did Ames 100 times, you know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, before Ficken cashed it in.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Ficko.
Mm-hmm. David Melendez, too.
The grossest department.
Oh, my God.
Ficken. And we slept. I put my head on the cat, mm-hmm. hair infested, thick, hard
carpet. It was
an L-shaped
couch, right?
I was on the ground, I think, because the couch was fucked.
God, that is so gross, dude. Remember we were drinking beer with Robitussin poured in it?
What?
Yeah, that was what we were drinking. No, because I was like, "This is. Let's try this out." I like saw it in like a Currency music video or something. Before. So we got a bunch of MGDs and Robitussin, and we're doing Tussin in the beers. Got thwacked, watched like Jake the Snake highlights
Flair.
And like the Nasty Boys.
We watched some Flair for sure.
Yeah.
It was good. Iowa. But yeah, you correctly have said to a couple, you look like you're mourning the death of a child, and they nod. They just...
Or a woman yes. once got up and ran out of the room crying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that happened for sure. yeah, and I'm like, and then you don't go any deeper. You don't double down on that. You go,
yeah,
I'm so sorry. That's what you say.
Which you learned eventually, but not yeah. the first time.
Well, yeah, you don't spike the football and be like, I knew you fucking pussy smelled like a dead baby oven or whatever. Yeah.
This is not what happened. No. Oh, you're saying maybe miscarriage.
I don't know.
I always pictured a four-year-old that got hit by yeah. a truck on a bicycle or something.
Yeah, for sure. Like a bunch of birds took their boy away on a camping trip.
Oh, dude, I just remember this little kid named Gavin that I, when I worked in college at a middle school, he was in the same grade as the kid I worked with, who I think I've talked about. He was big, and I had to restrain him a couple of times.
Your buddy.
Prone to freaking out a little mm-hmm. bit. Love to talk about Ed, Ed, and Eddie. That was your thing, right?
No.
Yeah.
Totally not.
Tech decks. And he turned out okay. I caught up with him a couple years later, and he was doing okay.
Yeah, he's like the governor of New Mexico.
And I was like a goth kid, and I was like, he's going to be all right, actually.
Is he huge?
No. I think he had a girlfriend. Okay. I think you get laid, then you're not as...
full of hate?
You get off the spectrum.
Yeah, you wean the rage.
My pills. Boner pills. And then the tussling comes out of you, and then you feel better. But
you're just full on crotch to that camera. Crotch. Your rules.
This kid, Gavin, got hit by a drunk driver, like walking to school one morning.
Yeah.
A couple years before I worked at that school. And it was so sad because he was like half Colton, you know? Like he'd seen the other side, I think.
Yeah.
And he came back. He was a very sweet kid. I hope he's okay.
He was half burpo. He got
blasted by some fucking dick.
Yeah.
Drunk driving through a school zone.
That's nuts.
During
the balls on that guy.
During kids going to school. So it's like 6 a.m.
Yeah. No, 7:30, even later.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We were in northern Nevada.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking been dipping crystal all night.
Hadn't slept in 4 months.
Yeah, yeah. Drank a whole
Didn't
bottle.
Didn't realize he was driving.
Oh, yeah, he's just drinking 151 and burping fire, and then he fucking thumps little Gavin, and now Gavin can't be near anybody's pets.
He wasn't a dog, so that's good. He wasn't a full dog, but man.
Dude, I think I'm done smoking weed and driving because I'm so afraid of that happening and then going to jail, and then you know what happens after that.
Thinking that a kid... on their way to school is just like points.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting that you think you're in a game.
Yeah.
VR where you're supposed to hit kids.
Yeah, you think you're augmented reality, but no. You've just been up for a couple days because she won't call you back. Yeah. And you thump Gavin off the hood.
You don't do that. Like you said, you don't do that smoking weed. It's meth. It's
no, I know, but just the thought of like accidentally hitting anyone with my car. And then they're like, okay, we got to blood test you. And then you're stoned. And then they're like, oh, this was, you know, what, attempted vehicular manslaughter? Or like, no. Yeah, manslaughter.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or man's laughter, as you were doing.
Laughter was a thing.
Yep. Glad those days are gone. I put it down.
Man's laughter was the same. But on the way to 51st Jokes, I came up with man's laughter and... mine so-called comp.
And you were like, and so I'm done for the year.
I hit him with a 1-2, and it was pretty fucking fun.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was like, all right, see you guys next year.
Yep.
I'm only doing those two and then some hits. It's so funny to say bye to a bunch of jokes. I hadn't done it, and it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good. I got to say bye to some more. Put out the soups just, off.
You're just banging out bits left and right. You're on fire out here.
Dude, we're having fun.
Bunch of great bits.
Well, and like you say, to make me feel bad, maybe, to fuck with me, mind
what?
Games. No, that like featuring is so fun.
Yeah.
Like I better do something good with it. If what would you think if I hadn't put out the thing or I was just doing like a bunch of old stuff still? You'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, I'm always conscious of the fact that you do well. So then no one thinks that I'm bringing a weak guy to go behind.
Oh, yeah, which is...
So, like, I want you to, like, do really well. Because it's good for the show, and then also I don't... This is what I keep thinking about, is, like, after midnight, that show...
Yeah.
All the podcasts that I do, like all the very successful podcasts that I've been lucky enough to go on, none of us would go on that show. And like, these are people who are very much a part of modern comedy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they would never deign. And I think most of it is because they know that somewhere Shane Gillis would just say, "He did After Midnight? Gay." You know? It's just like, I don't want Tommy Pope to make fun of me. So it's like, that's why we're all not doing this stuff.
Certain things.
Yeah, because like Chris O'Connor's a little hot piece of ass. He could go on that show. He'd do great. You know what I mean? Like H. Foley, he's a human cartoon. He could go on there. But there's just like the idea.
It's crazy to have numbers. Like what? Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Sorry.
I'm rambling.
I'm sorry. You ran barnacloing. somebody just told us how you can have 10 times the draw of you. Oh, Shane with SNL.
Yeah, yeah. His podcast is bigger than SNL's viewership.
Yeah, of a draw, an audience already.
Yeah.
That it doesn't even...
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, they don't have to. It's wild. Yeah.
But I guess that's like most celebrity hosts. Like, you know, Tom Hanks has more followers. I don't know, anyway.
Wrestlers have tons of followers.
Yeah, well, did you see that?
Just built into this giant WWE wrestlers. James Ellsworth, remember him? No chin. He was around like 8 years ago.
No.
No chin. He was with Carmella for a while.
No.
Anyway, his whole thing was that he didn't have a chin. So that was fun. And he has 450,000 followers on Instagram.
Sure.
Today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like...
He's probably selling tickets.
All right.
He's not paper in the late show.
He doesn't have a chin.
Do you know what's crazy? So here's a little peek behind the curtain.
Can't wear bonnets. What?
He can't wear one of those conical birthday hats.
No.
He's never celebrated his birthday.
0 years old.
He tries to go horseback riding, but the helmet comes off and falls on the horse's eyes.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember. I just read a crazy short story about a lady who got arrested because she rode on the back of a horse without like broke the horse mentally.
Catherine the Great, babe. You're talking about Catherine the Great, cha-cha. Yeah,
fucked to death by a horse. That's the kind of propaganda that I want to like be able to control and wield when I'm older. Is just say like, oh, Lund, yeah, he put his dick in a snapping turtle's mouth. Now he doesn't have a dick. Kind of like the Bobby doesn't touch black people thing.
Yeah, that was that's endured.
Yeah, that was great.
No, that was luckily just a very funny. You set it up. Because you said it like to a couple, Troy, Steve, and AJ, and then Bobby walked up and like
Dick Black
high fived us, but just kind of said hey to everybody else. It was perfect. It looked funny and accurate.
Because Bobby
like,
doesn't.
Right after you said it,
Bobby was like new in comedy.
You alley-ooped your own ass.
Oh yeah, and I knew it.
You were
like,
Penny Hardaway and Shaq.
Yeah, it was like when dudes lose their pivot foot, so they just throw it off the backboard and then slam dunk it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was me. Bobby, you know, Bobby doesn't touch black people. Oh, like, hey, Bobby's
like
here.
40 seconds later, yeah. He showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
didn't touch anyone.
Bobby.
And then it hung on for 12 years.
No, it didn't.
Oh, I mean, I'm still purporting
it. This does barely counts. It hasn't been a running thing that has permeated people's consciousness about the Denver comedy scene. So, no.
Hey, all you book dorks, I'm going to plug this. Robert Stone, Dog Soldiers. Holy shit. This guy cooks, man. It's proto Dennis Johnson. No, it won a National Book Award back in the day.
In 34? In 47?
No, it's a Vietnam novel. No, I think 47 was... What was that? Ironweed? I think, by William Kennedy.
Can't help you.
No, you can't, but I can help you.
God.
That's not good for YouTube.
No. Yeah, we're going to get in trouble. People aren't going to be able to watch this in Texas.
Yeah.
Because unbeknownst to either of us, jacking it is set to impossible. Jack off challenge, impossible.
Yeah, the long arm of the law does not reach your own penis here.
What? There's recently a thing where porn websites have to go above and beyond to ensure that no minors are able to access porn.
Well, you know what? And if I worked underground 12 hours a day, getting black lung, dodging dead canaries, I'd probably want to jerk off when I got home. Oh, so yeah. Those miners should be allowed to pull a putt.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. They're as hard as anthracite. And they have nowhere to splooge.
That's my favorite response to a riff is, oh, yeah, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Miners. Well, come on.
It's right there.
I'm
come on.
I'm not selling.
Yeah.
I'm not selling.
Yeah, I know. You're sabooing me.
I'm Sandman. I keep kicking out. You remember that?
Yeah, this is the best.
With Foley, yeah.
Dude,
he
Sandman.
He blasted Sandman, and then he kicked out way more times than you.
Yeah, he'd kick out on one from a double under DDT, and then when they finally count it, the ref's like...
It was a Texas death match, so you had to be pinned in order to then have a brief rest period and then a 10 count to reach your feet.
Mm.
And so Sandman was fucking it up by not even allowing a pinfall.
Yeah.
The whole thing was to build the drama by, okay, now can he make it can he answer the 10 count?
Right. He just kept getting up.
So Foley's solution was to try to knock him unconscious with pile drivers and DDTs mm-hmm. on the floor,
yeah.
onto chairs.
Which is so reckless and almost unconscionable.
Yeah.
You know, like to like, okay,
wild.
Choke him out, you know, give him a blood choke like we used to do in sixth grade. Did you guys have those guys?
I thought it was supposed to be air, not blood.
Oh, dude, there was this kid named Billy Johnson.
You're
God bless
choking?
Him. He was like 3 foot tall until we were 15. And then he got to 3'5". Adorable. Looked like Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. Adorable kid. But he was in my grade. And his whole thing, he sent me up to see Burpo. I was waving through the glass.
You got blood choked?
Yeah, he blood choked me. And I hit the floor and I woke up. I mean, I just like, he put his arm around me. And then I was on the ground and my teacher was standing over me. Like, it was very scary.
Saying that you were in trouble?
Yeah. Oh, no, I never got in trouble.
You're supposed to get blood choked, Sam.
Sam, you know the rules.
How do you differentiate
what?
Blood choke, air choke?
One like cuts off your whatever this
juggalo?
Artery is. Yeah, your juggalo.
Juggalo vein?
Yeah, your JRB, juggalo writer's bitch. We should do the gathering.
Juggalo's five Eva.
That'd be huge. You would be huge at the gathering.
No, I'll bet it's fun, but man, they party, and I'm not. I'd be too old.
I know.
I wouldn't be able
Bobcat
to party.
Bobcat Goldthwait did it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I watched a review of the wrestling show they had there where it was just wild assortment of a bunch of names, but they're so old. And then the matches are like 45 seconds long, so the crowd is shitting on everything except Mick Foley did a great, like, was funny as the announcer.
Right.
Cactus I can't remember Sack. Who was with him. Well, no, they... Cactus Sack was for those home videos.
No, I know, but okay, I was anyway. Just showing yes. that I was listening.
Cacti Sacco.
Mm-hmm. Cactus
talked to a lot of cactus at the show. Texas Deathmatch, a lot of that talk with the fans, with you, the consumer, the friend kind yeah. of the weird friend listener zone.
How about that chick at the first show who had a major? She had so much of them that she had to share it with the table next to her. But she came to our show last time with her boyfriend.
What?
And they came back and they sat in the same seats.
Oh, to the right.
Mm-hmm, on the wall. Yep.
On the glass.
Baby blue. Oh, yeah. Whoa. And I was a baby, too, because I wanted to feed.
No. Your new thing is saying that you may eat someone.
Yeah, I did that this week. Yeah.
That's brand new.
Yeah,
oh,
it's brand new.
Traverse City.
No, that was tonight. Yeah.
Tonight, both shows.
Yeah. I'm a because I said I was a predator and then I cleared it up
apex
and then I said,
predator.
"Yeah, no, I mean that I'm going to eat you." Not that I'm going to SA you.
SA.
And that's a promise, everyone. What's if you remember one SA? Thing about Sam Talent. remember that joke that everyone did?
Did they?
What do you call a little paragraph? Or No, sorry. What do you call a midget Latino paragraph? Instead of essay? Yeah?
I don't remember.
Oh, I heard that 1,000 times in Vegas.
Oh, shit. On stage?
Oh, a bunch. Yeah.
On stage and off.
All the time. Yeah.
Somebody had to say it at every show.
Every
like
show.
A good luck thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It was an incantation that led us through the barbaric, savage days of Vegas comedy.
That was like a kid schoolyard thing. Like Holmes was about like was a Mexican
John
kid.
Holmes.
Call his house. Hey Holmes. Yeah. Like damn, they were doing that in 2017.
On stage.
Vegas.
I see it. Every time I've done the Dirty at 12:30, I've seen that joke. I think I saw it once at the Dirty at 12:30 from two different comics on the same show.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Because mm-hmm. those weren't like just random.
Those are like
Vegas
good
comics.
Good comics. Yeah.
Good show. Well, I guess it was every week for 22 years.
It's a great show. Ralphie May ran it. It was the only good show in Vegas. Gabe yes. Lopez, shout out to Gabe, who gets absolutely trashed.
Gabe. I think his name is Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe Lomez.
He gave his all. So did Ralph. He gave his all. No, it was the only good.
Yeah.
The only like solid destination show in Vegas.
It's the one you wanted to headline. It kind of felt like a nice check mark. I always liked it. But yeah, Gabe and his lady just get fucked up and they're like, do you want a drink? And I'll be like, yeah, can I have a beer? And they'd show up with like six pack in the rings.
There's what, like 350 people
who are
every
all
week.
Being like fairly polite, you know?
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of wrangling because, yeah.
And you went up after some of the hackiest shit you've ever seen and you try and do your thing.
Did I do it with you once?
No, I'm just saying that.
I saw you do it twice, maybe. Gallagher and Amazing Jonathan were hanging out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was crazy.
Gabe Kaplan was on the show.
Welcome
hey.
Back, Connor. Into the crotch.
Well, that's for your Uber, then.
My balls ate it.
Wait till you see the ad that we have.
Wait till you see my oh.
What were we going to say? Where was there? How long have we been doing this? 12 minutes?
No. We're chugging.
All right.
We're chuglin'.
I'm chuglin' with the chug.
What'd you ask?
I don't remember.
Wait a...
I'm like... Yeah. I literally... It's like I have a helmet on and the visor is fogged over. You know? I'm seeing out but not in. Oh, did I tell you about the guy's hat? In Traverse City?
No.
It said, save a kid, kill a pedophile.
Jeez.
And then he gave me one.
No, I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, the guy wow. who owns the bar wore that hat, and he's like, yeah, the club owner hates it, but this is my building, and I think he hates it because he's a pedophile, you know? Yo. And then I was like, well, it's a cool hat. And he's
cool
like,
that you work together, then.
Yeah, he's like, that's a cool hat. Yeah, and well, no, that's I said it was a cool hat. He's like, you
said it like
yeah,
that.
That's a cool hat. Hey, man, that's a hell of a fucking skull cover you got right there.
Whoa, that's I'd like to cover my brains and skull with that for a little bit.
Goddamn,
sweat in it.
I ain't got much hair left, but I want what I got to die inside that hat.
You
brother.
Know, he's wearing that to the airport because there's such a move mm-hmm. where people feel like they need to tell everybody at the airport how they feel.
Yeah, they're probably
via shirt, hat.
Yep.
Yeah, they love it. What are you cold?
Yeah, I'm freezing. I'm still wearing my wet t-shirt from the show underneath this.
Oh, good. You're sweating yeah. into my where I'm going to sleep.
This is...
You're wrecking my bed.
I'm not wrecking it. I'm sorry you didn't get a whack earlier. I know that was tough on you.
I whacked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that we didn't finish that.
Okay.
Well, maybe we did. I mean, I finished that.
Ew.
Stop. I jizzed. But yeah, it was insane to try to go to my mainstay, Pornhub.com, and get a note that says, hey, there's this whole crazy thing, and so we're not going to jump through those hoops when a bunch of other sites aren't going to and won't. This isn't the solution. And then it was like every site I could remember from the last 12 years, they're all like doing that same thing. It's like RedTube, YouPorn.
Did you go to XHamster?
No browsers, no.
What about XYNX, I think?
No, I remember like four of them, and I think they're all owned by the same. They're all owed by DuPont.
Yeah, the Heinz company. Yeah.
Leinenkugel, whatever owns Leinenkugel.
Oh, yeah, BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to like big tits, round asses, dusting off some hits, man.
Dog farts. No, like...
Ew, yeah, dog farts.
Browsers, yeah. They were all inaccessible, and I didn't know what to do.
So what was your solution?
I Googled Anna Nicole Smith and was like, no, this can't... You can't just go to 12 pictures of her from, you know, the span of her whole life. Some of... Those pictures involving the old guy, I can't just jack it to that.
Yeah.
To hit both of them being dead. So, yeah, it was... I went to Instagram and I just fucked around on there. But what's funny
name
about...
Name
names. No. What's funny about looking at random
I could
shit
guess.
On Instagram
yeah.
was that I've said this. My search, you know, my random shit...
Your algorithm?
...page is way more wrestling than... cool chicks.
Right, so when you're looking around and all those
all
squares, you'll see one cool boob.
Yeah.
And then you see fucking
one Iranian
Goldberg holding Kevin Nash up in the jackhammer.
Yes.
And you're like, it kind of looks like they're 69ing.
Standing 69.
Yeah.
And I think of you, and then I'm as hard as I've ever been. And problem solved.
I told you what I wanted to do this weekend.
Yes.
Go yeah, on stage was, hard.
Yeah.
We've never done that.
Yeah, and I never will.
You why not?
Do whatever you want.
I think it would be a fun experiment because you'd have to work yourself up and then go to the stage.
I would have to, so according to your...
Well, I'm not going to do it for you.
It's blood choke. Our dicks, we cut off, and then they're so filled.
Yeah.
And then we run on the stage so there's no time for it to... be worked away.
Right, so you'd have to get hard in the hallway. You'd have to be like slowly tugging on the way to the stage.
While you're walking, you are tugging and pulling on it.
I think you should tie it off.
Brent Gill filmed his thing at Helium.
Erect.
Half hard.
On half of a Viagra.
He said he wasn't rock.
Right.
He said he was feeling him. He was doing this.
Yeah, he felt powerful. He was. I think him and Dave Borey and... another person are going to Bangkok and Vietnam on Sunday.
What?
Because I was going to go with them, and then I can't because I have to go to old Europe.
You have to go to
Greece. I get to
Greece.
Go old Europe.
Yeah. You're doing Crete and yeah. Macedonia.
Tim Dillon live in Ibiza. He's just on the beach.
You're doing Reykjavik.
God, that's, dude, you said it in a way that was like.
Reykjavik.
Ugh, really hated it.
I will say it like Bjork.
Everyone watch it, and you get pissed off for a change.
I feel like I say it correctly when I say Reykjavik.
I am.
It is where I'm from, and I'm a little tiny butterfly person.
I am just a larval human, and I exist inside of the wood pulp that my mommy chews up.
I am God, and I am a... My mother is God, and my daddy was a tree. And they made me. And then I made music for you.
And the She's music... Crazy.
Have you watched her shit?
The music lives in your ears,
She's
and
nuts.
That's where I live, too.
She's nuts, man. She's like...
Yeah,
the most talented person ever, but then also just like an alien
right.
freak that some people don't understand and just were like, no. Just said no to her.
Right, pass. I'm imagining you, like me, ran through a couple of Bjork girls in your day.
No.
Oh, yeah. I had some Bjorks, and then there was a couple Godspeed You
and
Black
some,
Emperors.
Some dorks.
There was some Bjorks, some dorks, some gold fraps. I lost my Denver virginity to gold fraps.
Who's that?
Remember the band Gold Frappe?
No.
Oh, we'll put some on and leave the camera running. You want me to go? I could get hard on stage if I listen to Gold Frap, I bet.
Oh, yeah. But
that was
yeah.
my first short hair.
The last thing I would want to do is wear my stupid Walmart pants, my joggers that I've never jogged in hard because they show everything. You wouldn't leave anything to the imagination either.
Those are
room for your dick to go, except for out.
Right, yeah.
Out just and up.
Boop. Down Periscope.
I don't know why you want that.
Well, it'd be funny, because in those joggers
suck.
Over there, the only time you jog in them is when you're running to miss a bus to a Suboxone treatment.
What?
Those pants? Those are Walmart joggers. They're for people who are between opportunities, as we say.
Currently figuring it out.
Yeah, yeah. They're in their larval stage.
Jackie Moon said, oh, laying low. He's like, what do you do for a living? Or where do you work? Or what are you doing for work? He's like, nothing right now. He's like, okay, laying low.
He's so funny.
Jackie Earl Haley. Semi-pro.
I just thought it'd be a fun little thing to know that you were on stage hard, and then you get to watch me and know that I'm up there hard. And I would have tied it off, like I said. We would have banded it. Like we're trying to amputate. That would have been fun. Yeah. I mean, I want you hard the whole time. I don't want you getting up there and it wearing off.
Oh.
Well,
I think I've dabbled in being hard on stage one time.
I'll have to consult my doctor on whether I should
call Emmy and see if you can, quote, tie it off to entertain your husband.
Can I have Viagra for sex? No, for stand-up. No,
of course not. No. What?
No. I'm wondering, can my heart handle Viagra and crushing while also being scared?
Crushing Poonanny? No. Emmy, listen, it's Nathan. Nathan Lund.
Was there a woman who just talked through your whole set at the Late Show?
Are you talking about back right corner?
Back left.
When you're on stage, back left.
To the left there.
Yeah.
Just a woman talking, doing her own show.
Right. So was she doing
but
it for you?
Not loud. No, I think to her friends. She was Byron Allen.
Right. She was holding court.
Asking her friends, all right, setting up her friends.
Right.
And then like, we'll be right back. Like, it seemed like she was doing a podcast, her podcast.
she will be she right back. Like, then they just turn and they watch you for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They're like, all right.
Break, and then back to the...
That was an ad for Ozempic.
Time to make the donuts. It was
yeah,
like
so
a
here's what
murmur,
happened.
So I didn't pay attention.
I was standing
like
in the hallway,
the
and a woman came out, and she was like, excuse me, can you help me? And I said, what's going on? And she was like, well, there's a woman talking in the back, and like we keep
it
looking
sucks.
At her. Yeah. She's really derivative. She just did the paragraph joke, and then she called back to it, and she said, I'm calling back. And I was like, well, I can't help you, because I'm going up next. And she went, oh, God, I hope she shuts up. I would hate to be up there. And then someone's just talking. She's just talking. And I said, well, is she funny? And she laughed.
Nice.
But yeah, then they sent, you know, Head was busy crushing cans with his forehead. There's a guy here who, goddamn, you could put a fucking steel drum out in front of him and he could just use gravity to smush it down to the width of a penny with his massive cranium.
Was he a pro hockey player?
No, he didn't tell me that.
He's talking about traveling to Denver for hockey. So I don't know.
Did you you hit him with the Heed pants now, right?
I said to you when we were smoking weed, Head plants now.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty funny.
It was good.
But you know sold it.
Yeah, like you know sold me earlier.
Yeah, you did it first.
It takes one to know one.
give me this.
Hey, look, I'm not going to dig that out.
Come get it.
Come get it now.
Yeah, I don't know if he heard it. He probably didn't like it.
I'm sure he's heard it before.
He was talking about how he's a size 8. So that woman, one of the people that we were hanging out with, no soul, a size 8.
Yeah, she rolled her eyes.
She's like, who cares?
She said, I'm a size 7 shoe. It's like, all right, well, ma'am, stay present.
She said that she was a size 7 shoe, but a size 8 would be fine. It wouldn't be massive, unwearable leap in.
And you said,
in shoe
quit
technology.
Yapping, bitch, and listen.
I said, your feet aren't your head. And she didn't know what to say. And I said, what? No, it was great.
He has a size 8.
And then she no sold the size 8 head. Which I always respect because if I had the wings, if I had a bunch of hair, as I did now and again, I could be like a 7 3/4. But an 8, I think, still would have been, with like a ton of hair, I would maybe not look weird with an 8. But he said he's just, and he was bald, chrome, shiny, and an 8.
Be funny if he had a hat and it had wings built into the side of it. And then he just wears that all night. Yeah. And then at the end of the night, he's like, all right, boys, be safe out there.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! And he just looks like the judge when he was in middle school. This thing's a monument to neck strength.
Yeah, he mentioned going to Denver, going downtown. He didn't say where he was playing, and I was gonna ask.
He mentioned that
7 joints.
Well, he mentioned that whenever he got a beanie, he had to stretch it out for a couple of days on a basketball.
That's right.
Which is asinine. No one's doing that.
He did it.
Beanies are built to stretch.
Not as much as he needed them to.
They're like the Vagine.
Basketball.
Well, I wanted to call it bullshit science. On that, but I didn't bullshit. Want him to block out the sun forever with his head.
If he headbutt someone, it would be man's laughter for sure.
Oh yeah, he'd be headbutting that guy's kids would feel the headbutt.
Would have a migraine.
Yeah. Oh, daddy, eat your mushrooms.
Yeah, people. God. Watching Dave Attell's special, there's a couple, maybe two times where people say stuff and it's like, dude, you know, the least necessary thing is for you to talk when Dave Attell is on stage.
Recording a special.
Yeah, recording a special. Because like, yeah, I understand tonight you don't know who I am. You kill it. You have a podcast that's somewhat successful.
Yeah.
So you murmur, you talk the whole time or a bunch, and you think you're like getting your shit in. But man, it's so crazy to be like, I should definitely get in there. Like, what if they just
me too? Talking? Me too.
What if they just stop talking, and then I'm right there to help, and then get them going again. Oh my God. Yeah, a lot of that. But still fun. Such a fun room.
It's like when you're watching your favorite band and you're like, you know what would make this better? If I blew up a beach ball and batted it around to
if
everyone.
If I got up there and jumped off the stage 50 times.
If I turned on my guitar. Hold on. I don't. Mine's not amplified. I have actually a ukulele in comparison to what they're pushing.
Yes.
But yeah, let me just strike this up.
It is funny to think about someone in the crowd at a show. Playing their guitar and being like, "Hey, check it out. I'm doing some shit too. Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?"
Just Pete Townsend in it, windmilling.
You're plugged in.
Yeah,
you're over.
You're playing
by the
through
wall.
12 stacks. That's the equivalent as a drunk woman.
You got a little guy. Hey. Hey,
hold up. You don't even have a microphone.
No.
Hey. Yeah.
But the guitar's plugged in. Mm-hmm. Yo, hey, real quick.
Hey, I don't have a cord, but I brought the guitar. I love that Attell kept, he would say
should
to people.
I get up there?
Yeah. Wait. I notice you're tuning up. Let me take it from here. Yeah, he would say, let it out.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Yeah, I mean it's perfect. It's just like that's the best road comedy's ever going to be. Mm. No one, and you can tell he has all those jokes about like he's doing like regional bits. He has bits about Sacramento and Bakersfield. That's where the almonds are from.
Yeah. When we were watching it, Megan and I asked about I wonder where this is, you know, cuz I didn't see anything, hadn't read anything. And then he says San Diego like twice. And so Megan was like, he's in San Diego. And then halfway through he says, yeah,
San Francisco.
Punchline.
Yeah.
Or no, Cobbs.
Cobbs, yeah. Where we're going to be, dear listener, in June.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And it will not be as full as that.
I'm opening for Attell.
It's going to be fun to see a bunch of new comics doing Attell cadence again. You know? But doing Shane Gillis arm. So they'll have fucking, you know, what's behind my back, and then doing the voice. I'm Dave Gillis. Because we've been doing comedy long enough that people forgot about Attell's cadence, but...
Dude, when I was in Vegas, when I was very new, I was definitely doing Hedberg a little bit. Not like real hard, but I thought that's what I wanted was kind of talking to myself... There's a not short one-liners, not his style, but I didn't want to be fuck my big old ass, like catchphrase,
right.
Shiny, fun, crazy, it's a party. I definitely wanted to be more, not intellectual, but I don't know. And I wasn't Dave. I was like Dave, but I didn't try to be him as much. And then eventually it was like, you have to sell this shit a little bit.
Right.
You're not funny enough to just be like, so anyway, it'll pay off. It's going to be 4 minutes long, but it'll be funny at the end.
Yeah.
You know.
And then everyone started doing Canaan.
And then everyone started doing Canaan.
I'm Canaan. That's not it. I'm Kyle Canaan. Party Crashers is up next.
Not bad.
Not bad. Next up, Law and Order SVU. Liv finds a baby in a microwave. What happens next? Tune in to find out. Hey, next up, the State of the Union Address.
Child's Play 3.
Surf Ninjas. Up next on the USA Network. Hey, do you have mesothelioma?
He's everywhere.
Bummer. Johnson and Wales can get you a degree in culinary arts. I don't know what I'm doing now.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Well, should we do an ad?
Oh, do we have one?
I believe so.
All right. While Lone's getting that ad ready, I just want to tell everyone that I will be gone for 2 weeks, but then I'll be over there in Arcata, California at Savage Henry, the 418. First show sold out. Second show, still some tickies available. Hood River Comedy Festival. Bloomington, Indiana. Hey, this is the only Indiana date that I'm doing this year. So if you guys live anywhere around Indiana, come to Bloomington, the Comedy Attic, and see me. Lund will be there too. He's doing Terre Haute the night before.
That's right.
That's right.
There's an Eventbrite ticket link. It's the 24th.
Is that an old spaghetti factory or some shit?
Is that a steakhouse? A nice steakhouse. There's going to be some free hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
Before the show, and there's a
black tie affair.
No, you do not know. Black guy affair.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, but I thought better of it.
Blackout affair.
Yeah.
Hey, we're high as hell.
Black gout affair. It's when you eat nothing but blood pudding.
I'm on allopurinol, so I'm literally bulletproof.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to perform at a steakhouse in Indiana. Oh, yeah.
You're going to eat up,
I'm going to take the wheelbarrow challenge.
Yes, they're going to need one to get you out of there.
Well, no, that's the challenge. You eat a bunch of steak that comes out in a wheelbarrow, and if you can walk out on your own power, it's mm-hmm. free. If you need the wheelbarrow to get you from farm to table, from table back to farm,
you have to pay for the wheelbarrow.
And you
just buy yourself a wheelbarrow,
Uber
fella.
Surge prices.
Yeah. Providence is going to be hot. I love it up there. I don't know if I'm going to Boston this year, so if you're in the Northeast, come down to Providence. SamTalent.com. And Wide World's coming out Monday. That's right. Monday. New epi. I'll be live in the chat from Belfast, 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
Oh, I yeah. could do that.
Yeah, you can get in there, buddy.
Monday,
6 p.m. And then, of course, patreon.com/chubbybehemoth. $5 a month gets you hundreds of thousands of hours. We've been podcasting since they first invented the microphone. And when we started, it was just I would roll up an old newspaper that said Coolidge wins, and I would scream through it, and people would hear it in the town square. When they ran out of tomatoes, they'd let me talk after badgering with me.
Are you jacking? What are you doing?
Shut up.
There?
I'm rummaging through my chest hair.
Rummaging.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
you
in the junk
are,
drawer.
You are cleaning your chest.
Yes.
And our sponsor is Manscaped.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, maybe you thwack that thing and say goodbye to the thicket, the Margaret Thatcher.
the Thatchmo, the trumpet player.
Oh, Thatchmo, yeah,
yeah.
I like that.
Did you watch Rugrats?
A little bit.
Do you remember?
I was a little old for it, I think. I was getting laid.
Yeah, exactly.
While you were watching
Rugrats. You always say.
I could
be like, have you seen the 88 Summer Olympics? And you're like, no, too busy getting slurped off, blindfolded, couldn't see the TV. Yeah. No, but there was a joke on there that I always stuck with me, which was they're looking for a Sasquatch-esque creature. And they say, they keep calling it Satchmo. And he's like, Satchmo? And then the grandpa says, the trumpet player? Mm. And they say, no, the monster. Anyway, nice. Manscaped.
That's funny that's in your brain.
It's still been there forever.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I know all the lyrics to the Hey Dude song intro. Do you remember that?
Yeah, who could forget?
Yeah, Ben Stiller doesn't forget it. He went out and married. She was on Hey Dude.
Who?
His wife, Christine McCormick.
What?
I think that's right.
Holy shit.
Anyway.
More of a salute your shorts guy.
Well, yeah, it was the same block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were a little kid. I was getting laid and watching Hey Dude.
Yeah.
And you were saluting your shorts.
You were jerking off to Hey Dude.
Jacking it right now.
I'm not doing that. I'm digging.
Spring has sprung, and so has your little boner. Because you're doing a dry run for the shows tomorrow.
It's not a dry run for long.
But yeah, while you're spring cleaning your apartment,
because
you rent forever, spring clean your balls while you're at it. Meanwhile, I own several properties. I own a Whataburger outside of Garland.
Dude, that'd be so funny to find out that you were taking all the Patreon money and I'm opening investing. Whataburgers.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
Yeah, you're like Rick Ross. You're shaped the
I'm
exact
freeway.
With your shirt off, you look like Rick
I'm
Ross.
Noriega from Def Jam. I was in Def Jam Vendetta.
God, what a great game.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone dude, forgets
I'd like
those.
To play that again.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Manscaped, man. They have everything you need to clear out that winter bush, you gross fuck. Especially with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra.
Finally. Five fingers, 5.0s.
Oh, yeah. Michelob Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. So, not a lot of calories while you're shaving down there.
Oh, yeah. Pubes.
That's what you like.
They're like celery. You burn more calories eating them.
It's healthy. You'll lose weight if you get rid of that fucking Margaret Thatch. But yeah, the Lawnmower is a trimmer that has tons of amazing features. If you hate making a mess, the Lawnmower is waterproof. So get in the shower.
Yeah, get completely nude in the shower and
make
shave
a mess.
Your pubes when your wife's coming home.
Stop up the drain.
Yeah.
And then try to stomp it down, but it doesn't go anywhere. It's stuck.
Shave only half of them and say, hey, baby, I'm two-faced. And then flip a coin, and depending on what it lands on, anal or vagain. It's a fun game. Keep it fresh. Manscaped.
What about this?
Hit
I know
me.
You like to shower in the dark. Have you done that? You've pulled. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's scary, dude.
Yeah, you can definitely freak out your own ass.
Dude, in the basement at our house, dude, showering in there in the dark.
Yeah.
It's biblical.
We
it's an ancient thing.
Always a good prank.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there, you turn the lights off, you're fucked. You
right.
can't get out, you're going to slip and break your ass.
Right.
So you're stuck in there, and you are at the mercy of your brother.
Alita, turn the lights on!
Who will help you? Who will save you?
Aunt Theta.
But no, if you want to shower in the dark, there's dual LED spotlights to help you see what you're up to. So why not? Fuck it.
You know what? Just drive out where the stars are bright. I guess you don't need it out there.
By the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
The stars are big and bright, so you're underneath. You can see, but you also have the North Star down there. Well, the South Star.
Yeah. You know what that's good for? Is if you rob a bank completely nude, and then on your getaway, you know, some people will like put a different costume on.
Oh, yeah.
Or like shave their heads. You just shave your bush. And then they like arrest you and you're completely nude and you're like,
that's the first sketch in the new Kids in the Hall. Did you watch that?
No. Damn.
Two guys rob a bank and then they're like, they'll be looking for people with clothes on. And so they get fully nude.
Nice.
It's crazy.
It's a good angle.
I should have jacked it to that.
Ew.
Since I couldn't jack it.
Are they dressed like chicks?
It's a porn. No, their dicks are out. You get to see what? Dave and Bruce's dicks?
Michael McKean's hog?
No, it's
Dave Foley?
Kevin McDonald, and I think Dave.
That's who I meant to say, not Michael McKean.
Anyway. Shower in the dark, you psycho. Hey, Hitchcock, shower in the dark, you Dutch fuck. And the Lawnmower also comes with two different blade heads.
Or so whatever.
So you have options. One standard for taking a little off the top, for being flirty with your bush, your mound. And then there's a foil blade for a super smooth shave.
Yeah, if you want to bat your cock's lashes across the bar, use the first blade. If you want to go down to the bone to trick someone into thinking you're a baby.
we love Manscaped. We love shaving our shit.
I use it on my face. It's great.
It's good for all over. I'm going to shave you in the dark, and we'll see.
That's my favorite Bjork album.
We'll see.
Shave me in the dark.
And on top of all of that.
Oh, no, wait, there's more?
We're not even close to being done. If you're on the go a lot, you sure are. You're about to go to Europe and...
Where nobody has pubes.
Never be extradited.
Yeah, and get away with it again.
If you're traveling way too much, trying to spread out your fucking sperm, you're in luck because the Lawnmower 5.0 even comes with a compact case that's perfect for travel.
I have it in my bag right now.
Hey, Bjork, why don't you read this next part?
Yes, so you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHUBBY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code CHUBBY at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants.
Bjork, get in here. Get back in there and make these cookies.
Thank you, Bjork. Time to make another album.
Get in the tree and make the fudge dip cookie.
Fuck your tree, Dad.
Is that it?
Yeah.